The WPRI report uses the same data produced by the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, a joint project with the Pew Charitable Trust and the Council of State Governments completed earlier this year. The most significant number in that data is that 40% of released prisoners commit a new crime within 3 years of their release. Attorney Kate Mize is the author of the new report. She says it's time for the state to open up the post-prison supervision system to the free market.
Steps have to be taken slowly to ensure that, you know, we're careful. In any changes we make, the public's going to be protected. The paper suggests opening up the entire system, including direct supervision, to private and nonprofit providers as well. But obviously, the progression towards that must be carefully done.
Mize acknowledges that any effort to privatize parole agents will prompt a bitter battle with the state employees union that currently represents them. But she says the state should consider it if it truly wants to save correction dollars and reduce recidivism. On the other hand, Madison State Representative Joe Parisi says he's skeptical of a private probation and parole system.
We do need to continue working with nonprofits in the community who help reoffenders get back into the community, help them readjust and find housing and work. But I think the report gets a little extreme when it starts talking about giving police powers to private companies.
On Wednesday, a state legislative committee will hold a hearing on the next step the state can take on reducing recidivism. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.